Do you guys want to, I mean, I took some notes of stuff that I'm happy to refer to, but.
You have an intro.
You do an intro.
Yeah. I have the intro. We're not like.
Okay.
I mean, so I started recording, but the show hasn't started.
All right, I get it. You do the intro, and then the second you're done, throw to me, and I'll lead the discussion.
Okay, sounds good. I have a new thing, which is I'm playing the intro music live now, so I don't have to edit it in. So,
oh, that's okay.
Okay. Probably sounds like shit.
Well, here we go.
All right, great.
Wait. Dan, what's been up with you?
Welcome to TIYA After Dark. This is the premium feed for This Is Your Afterlife, unbound by the format of the main show. Thank you for listening, being part of the Patreon. I don't run ads. Your support helps these things happen. Today, this thing is me and Daniel Strauss and Drennan Quinn talking about the 2020 Pixar movie Soul, among some other things. And now I will hand it over to Dan. Take it away.
Great. So what makes a movie? This is the question we have to ask ourselves when we look at a film like Soul. I put together a number of questions about the film, and I'm going to throw to you guys, because I sent them to Dave before this, and I'm going to throw it to Dave, and he's going to read them because it's his show and I want to be respectful. And so, Dave, I throw it now back to you.
Dave. Oh.
Yes, throw it right to you, Drennan. Yep,
I'm so sorry. Before you catch that, I do just want to jump in and say that I forgot to print out the script that you sent out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to be... I read through it, and so I'm up to speed on the script for like all the bits and stuff that you wanted us to do, but I don't have it printed in front of me, so I just want to be...
That's okay, man. I trust your instincts as an actor, and Dan, I'm going to take it that the questions you wrote down are the ones that appeared when I typed them into my Google Doc, or is there a different set of questions that
I'm going to throw it over to you, and we're going to. But I think you'll recognize what you did, and I think most people listeners will agree that I did it.
Okay. And I would just like folks to know that Drennan is recording outside, so if I'm not able to completely remove the sounds of him breaking sticks in the background, just be aware that that's what that is. And Drennan, I will throw it to you.
Okay, sounds good. And like I said before, I do not have the script that you sent out, so I'm not going to be up to speed on all the bits you wanted us to hit. But I will say, throwing it back to you, Dave.
Okay, fantastic. So Soul is a 2020
Pixar. You can jump right to this part. You can just go right from the music to this part.
Yeah. Okay, what should I do? All I had was Soul is a 2020 movie by Pixar. What should I do after that? Yep.
Well, it's not by, I mean, who directed it?
Who directed it? It said there was a co-director at the end.
Pete Docter directed it.
Pixar and somebody else directed it.
Well, yeah, they Pete Docter, who did Inside Out, directed it, and then
it's the same guy who did Inside Out.
It is the same guy who did Inside Out, and
this movie was directed by a doctor.
Yes, Pete Docter, and the co-director is I believe Kemp Powers. He's basically the black guy that they hired to co-direct, and we'll get into that. But
okay,
right,
Daniel,
this is a 2020
I will throw it over
movie.
To you.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. So basically, so far, obviously, you know, finding our footing in this episode has been a struggle. But we're gonna reset now. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start talking about the film from the perspective of a viewer. Okay, so come with me for a moment, if you will. Okay, imagine you're at the theater to see this movie
in 2020. You'd be at home,
and
but yes,
you and you. Well,
Yeah, I did when I initially watch it because it was kind of released during COVID, and so it was like kind of at a time where, like,
you know what, I'm going to do the bit anyway. I'm doing the bit anyway. Okay,
right.
You arrive at the theater with your ticket to see the movie, and mm-hmm. they say to you, "Sir, what are you doing here? There's a global pandemic. The theater is closed." Mm-hmm. I don't know how you even got in the parking lot. The parking lot, we're not allowing parkers in the parking lot. Yeah. And you tell them, I walked here to see the movie, and I'm not a news guy. And they tell you, that's insane. You gotta know by now what's going on. Get out of here, go home. You say to this guy, well, let me ask you a question. You flip, turn tables on him. You go, what are you doing here?
Great question.
He disappears. You wake up. You turn on Disney Plus and you turn on this movie, Soul. It was a dream.
Fantastic.
It was a dream.
Yeah, because if you had been outside walking or whatever, and you didn't have the right paperwork in 2020.
Right. Immediately arrested.
Biden's goons would have arrested
you. They would have thrown you in the back of a truck.
They would have thrown you right at jail.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, thankfully, that doesn't happen anymore.
Because Biden was on the campaign trail and he had these goons that were like, if you don't vote for Biden, we're going to kill you.
Well, I think that's right. It was his campaign goons.
They called him the Bee Gees. Biden's goons.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Man, Seoul was under the Trump one, huh? Trump won.
He won. He sure did.
You know what? Can I say this?
What's that?
This movie should have been called Jazz.
I don't disagree. You know? It's
I'm halfway with you on that, but can I make a pitch?
Yeah.
Jazz the movie.
Ooh.
What do you think about that?
I like
this
that.
This guy, I don't want to give anything away. This guy loves jazz.
You can give as much away talks as about. You want.
This guy likes jazz so much. At one point in the movie, he leaves a barber. And the barber's like, well, it's great to talk to you about something that's not jazz.
Right.
This guy goes to the barber. Crazy. And he sits down and he's like, John Coltrane.
Yeah.
You know, Ella Fitzgerald, piano. Yeah. And the guy's like, I can't believe I got to cut this guy's hair again. All he wants to do is talk about jazz.
Because you would at
talk
least
about
think
love on the spectrum.
Right. You would think that someone who plays jazz would talk about jazz even more interestingly than just naming jazz people and instruments. But he's just going, Miles Davis, trombone, Ornette Coleman.
I have a confession to make about this film.
Yeah.
I don't really like jazz.
Thank you.
I can't say I dislike it, but I don't know anything about it. I don't know. Wait, at the beginning, when he's teaching and the kids are all playing, mm-hmm. and he seems kind of exasperated because I guess the kids aren't good. That sounded like jazz to me. When I heard the kids, I was like, they're jazzing.
I heard the intro before that, when you see the Disney castle and they're playing the Disney castle
the kind
song.
Of
I was
New
like,
Orleans-y.
It's like they're hitting every
like,
note.
Go marching in.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it sounded like those kids were pretty good.
And then that girl starts playing trombone and you go, hey, can you sit down, please? You're part of an ensemble here.
I did see a review where someone was talking about that moment and literally said what you said, Drennan. Was like, did I walk into an avant-garde jazz club? This sounds amazing.
Yeah, sure. The only reason I knew that it wasn't good is because he's like, no. He's getting flustered by it. And I was like, you need to give these back off these kids because I think they're actually jazzing. I think they're doing it right now.
And jazzing is actually really important. That is a word that's coined in the movie by Joe Gardner, our main character, the music teacher, when he's talking to 22, the ornery little soul voiced by Tina Fey.
Yeah.
Tina Fey, yeah.
Who's
and
looking,
he says,
yeah.
He says, they call me Mr. Jazz. Right. And she just has no response.
Yeah, she just kind of stone-faced. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of neat. Basically,
this is kind of the whole movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is a movie about a writer who didn't want to make the film about writing.
Okay.
And had to map something else over it. So he went with jazz, which is fine. I didn't not like this movie. I know that I wrote you guys last night while I was watching it, and I said, I don't know about this, but I've realized I have a problem. If I start a movie after like 9 p.m. at night, I hate the movie because I start to get angry at it for not ending because I'm tired. So I'll watch like an hour of it and it's 10 o'clock and I'm like, oh my God, another half hour of this? Like, I'm exhausted. Yeah. And then I blame it on the movie.
Fail. Yeah, this movie's bad.
This is what happened when I saw the second Spider-Verse movie.
Well,
like, it got toward the end and it was like Gwen talking to her dad. It was like the 800th, like, long two-person scene. And I think it was like 11 o'clock at night. And I was like, this is offensively bad. And then I rewatched it with my kids like last week. And I was like, oh, this is good. It's a good movie. And we watched it like 2 p.m. It was good.
I a bit of a tangent, I guess. We're going Spider-Verse real quick. I went to see it. In the theater, I was working kind of a weird week where I had Thursdays and Fridays off. So Tay was at work. You know, I got an afternoon. We were expecting a baby, so I was like, I'm gonna peel out and go see a movie. I don't get to do this very often. No warning that there's no ending to that thing. It's just a to be continued. They don't wrap up anything. It's just like it's like a part one of two.
Yeah.
It's not. I was so angry.
You and my 7-year old.
The second Spider-Verse movie is a part one of two.
The second Spider-Verse movie is a part one of two. And there's no, it's just a hard cliffhanger. There's no resolution to any of the things that they introduce.
My 7-year old was furious.
It's insane. It's like, that's not a movie. This is not a movie.
We looked up when the next one's coming out.
It's not even,
it's coming out in a year. She burst into tears.
That movie came out. That movie came out like what? 2 years ago?
She was like, 3 years ago. I have to wait a year. I'm gonna be 8 when the next one comes out. What?
That's awesome.
She was so pissed off.
She's not wrong, dude. Yeah. She's not wrong. I mean, honestly, she should have seen it when in the theater. She'd be twice her age. Her age would double in the time between the cliffhanger and the resolution. Which, Lord knows, the third one might be a cliffhanger too.
Boy, I hope not.
Yeah, it might be a part two of three. I guess we don't even know if it's a part one of two. It's a part one of more than one.
Yeah, they didn't tell us.
They didn't tell us.
But that best, sudden ending.
Best 4 out of 7.
You know what it reminds me of is when Joe Gardner, the main protagonist of Soul, is kind of running to get ready. He has to get his suit and everything ready to play with what is it? Althea Williams?
Dorothea Williams.
Yeah, the jazz
Dorothea
woman.
Williams?
Right. And he falls into a manhole, and that's the end of his life. And in a way, death is as sudden.
I could die today, and I'd be happy, he said.
Yeah, right? That is right.
He says that?
And it turns out that wasn't even true. He was lying.
This Joe Gardner's full of it.
I was trying to figure out what this movie was about.